Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And as we do on the fourth Tuesday of each month, we get an update from our guests from Pottawatomie County. We have Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Greg Riott joining us via Zoom today. Good morning, Mr. Riott.
Good morning.
And we also have County Planner Stephen Metzger on the Zoom as well. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, gentlemen. And you know, lots going on with the Pottawatomie County government right now. And I thought we might kind of start off first just talking about some Memorial Day weekend activities and remind people that the offices obviously will be closed. There will be no commission meeting next Monday, as I understand. And so your next meeting, I guess, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, not quite, but yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yep. All right. And as far as county services, all that gets on hold here for Memorial Day weekend. We also have the filing deadline, and I know you guys don't probably have a lot of details on that, but as an elected official yourself, Greg, can you talk a little bit about the importance of some of these smaller races in Pottawatomie County and the need for people to volunteer?
Well, you know, I've always believed local government is your, you know, closest to the people, and all of those positions are important. And even a lot of the boards, you know, some of those are the unsung heroes of our county. We're having several things come up right now with a lot of growth in the county. You know, solar and wind are starting to pop up, and we're very reliant on, like, for example, the Planning Commission to give us input. It's another opportunity for us to hear from the community on what they want. So, you know, not only the election, but also a lot of these boards that folks sit on that are unpaid, they're volunteer boards. And absolutely, we're grateful for that. And the elected positions, you bet, whether it's a mayor, or commissioner, or a school board, those are important positions to help guide us and keep our county good.
How does that work? I know you guys do a lot of things behind the scenes, you know, maybe make negotiations here with communities and such, but especially like the smaller communities like the Havensvilles, the Onegas, Olsburg, do they meet with you guys on a regular basis there in Pottawatomie County?
So I think they have several options to go to. You know, we have a county administrator and they can work with them. You know, like Stephen, I think they sometimes work with the planning and development on, like, the local plan.
Sure. Yep. They ask us for help when we can give it. We're always pretty clear that, you know, it's your city, do with it as you please. But yeah, especially the smaller communities, Havensville, St. George, anytime they ask us for questions, if we can help them, we're always happy to give it a try.
COVID kind of, you know, shut down a little bit as far as, you know, going to the meetings and stuff like that, but have made some good contacts in some of the smaller towns. So we try to keep in touch, and certainly I'll try to attend some city council meetings a little bit more often now that you know, COVID hopefully is on the run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys, I know, speaking of COVID, this is the one part of the meeting I missed yesterday, but I understand you got an update from the health department director. What did she have to say to you guys?
She had to tell us that she had a fantastic staff and volunteers. And, you know, those guys did an exceptional job on getting out vaccines to those that wanted them and needed them. And that was pretty much what the meeting was about, was she wanted to come up and to present certificates of appreciation to not only the volunteers, but her staff for an outstanding job.
All right. Well, I know that the work has been tireless here from health departments all across the state, and Pottawatomie County is certainly no different than that. And managed to stay open here, and, you know, with that, no masks. So we're not seeing masks as much as we used to, and I know there was never an ordinance there in Pottawatomie County. But just overall, how would you rate the way the business climate is doing over there?
Steve, Paul.
Well, I don't know how specific I can be about the business climate, but it's great to see everybody kind of bouncing back. You know, I live downtown Manhattan, so I get to see all the stuff, all the businesses out there. And it's great to see restaurants full again. And, you know, I'm sure the small businesses in Wamego and Olsburg and all those places are very happy to be able to be full again, you know. So
one thing I would add is, if, you know, there's a lot of help wanted signs out there. Yes. And, you know, we and this is probably above the county to some extent, but, you know, we have to get back going again, and we got to get people back to work. And, you know, the restaurants, the haircutters, folks like that, that was so hard on them during that to try to survive. And like Steven just said, I mean, it's, gosh, we went out here, I don't know, it was a week or so ago, and the wait was like 45 minutes to get in, which, you know, that's a good thing for the businesses. But I sure hope, I know at the county, it seems like it's a little difficult to hire people right now. Almost every restaurant you go to, there's a help wanted sign. St. Mary's on Wishman down there, they've got a sign up help wanted on their big board. So we need to, you know, hopefully we can get people back to work and get her going again.
And I didn't listen too much, but Jack Alston from EcoDiva was there yesterday. He sounded relatively optimistic, right, about kind of where we're at as a county. I know he thinks big picture, but he seemed optimistic about the direction that the county's going from an economic development standpoint. So,
yeah, I love talking to Jack. Jack's always a wealth of knowledge. Some of it's a little above my above what I would know about anything here economically, but no, he's always a breath of fresh air for sure. Kind of going to that point of help wanted. How is that going in Pod County? Do you have a lot of openings right now?
Well, believe it or not, our HR person has taken another job, and Crystal, and she did us a good job while she was here, and she has moved on. So we actually didn't get our update yesterday on our job openings. But typically every week we get every other week, whatever, we get a piece of paper that shows us that the jobs that are opened and the jobs that are filled. But I do know they're interviewing now for HR, and we have had for a while an opening for road and bridge director. So I believe there's like a truck driver or two opening. So we have several positions that are open. And again, it's not just the county. I think it's countywide that folks are looking for help.
Yeah, I think equipment operators are always open. It seems like paramedics as well. So yeah, there's, like Greg said, it's not, I don't think it's just a county government thing. I think it's a countywide thing where seems to be a lot of jobs open if people are interested.
Yeah, well, and you know, with Pottawatomie County, public work's so important because you have so many roads and good opportunities there, I would think, for anybody that needs a job and has the skill set.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, and we're speaking with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Greg Riott and Stephen Metzger, County Planner, here on In Focus. We're going to step aside, take a break, come back. We'll talk about some planning discussions and the work session yesterday. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.